Hello, people. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, talking today about, well, let's live forever. There are many ways of extending your life. Now, you got a physical life that you want your body to survive. Now, I'm not talking invulnerability. I'm talking immortality. You take your DNA, keep your cells running, and as they die, they get replaced by bone marrow cells, your stem cells, which constantly renew themselves. And if we can extend the telomeres and prevent DNA degradation, we can keep extending your life, well, essentially forever. Now, there are many ways of doing all the different steps. So let's go to the simplest, most direct. You're old, or you got an old relative that you want to live longer. Well, the simplest way is take some blood plasma from a young animal. I usually say a cow or a steer. You take a 2-week-old, a 6-week-old young steer, take a pint of plasma out of them, put that plasma in the old person. And the plasma has a protein in it that takes out the old cells and puts in new stem cells. Now, the interesting thing is your bone marrow cells, yes, they do age, but they age much, much slower than your standard cells. And if you've ever really paid attention to old people got spots on them. Those are age spots. Those cells are just not working right anymore. They're still working, just not right. They're not up to snuff. And you can see the age spots on the surface of the skin. But those age spots are 360 by 360 throughout your entire body. You've got them on your heart. Well, they have them on their heart. Old people have on their liver, their kidneys, their muscles, their blood vessels, everywhere are old cells that ain't working right. And they're not being replaced. If your body had the mechanism in place to take away the not working cells and replace them with stem cells, you would constantly be getting, well, not aging. The effects of aging would not be happening. But we don't have that. We have the effects of aging because our cells are not being replaced. But young critters still produce that protein that allows them to regenerate, to take away the malfunctioning cells and replace them with stem cells. So effectively, the person is younger. So if you just take a pint of plasma every day from a animal that's young, and we're talking in human equivalents preteen. So you take let's say a cow takes 2 years to fully develop into an adult. Well, we're talking a year or less. It's still growing and growing rapidly. That we would, what I would call the preteen era. So in order to maximize it, let's say first 6 months. So 2 weeks after birth, you take a pint of plasma from a cow, if you're a female, a steer for a male, because it's still going to have the hormones in it, and you don't want to give male hormones to a female or female hormones to a male. So you take the plasma out of a bovine, put it in a person, and that will have that protein. Now, there are ways of purifying plasma even further to make it so instead of having to put a whole pint in you, it might be just a simple syringe, one shot. Well, that is the preferred. And after many studies, we can do the whole mouse study thing and the study on dogs, and over time, we'll be able to find how to filter out those particular proteins. Now, maybe more than one protein that's needed, but we'll be able to figure that out and decrease the volume needed to, well, unage you, to make you younger. Well, the simplest, like I said at the start of this, the simplest method is simply take a pint of plasma, put it in you, and do that every day, and you will get younger. Now, the effects is more dramatic as you're old. Let's say you're 85 years old, one pint of plasma may have noticeable effects, and you do this every day for months. Well, when your physical age, when you look like you're 30 and you feel like you're 30 and you have the reactions, every way that they can measure you're 30 years old. Like, if you, before this process, if you take an old person, have them go to a doctor or a nurse and say, here's $50, tell me how old you think I am. And they look at you, or you could go to the mall, have a clipboard, and say, hey, just ask random people, how old do I look? And you write it down, and you get a baseline. You know, after 10 people, the average 75. Okay. Then you go through the treatments. A month later, you go into the mall and ask 10 people. And if it's 65, well, then there's a noticeable improvement. And you do that month after month. Well, when you get down into the 40s, there might be months where there's no change, no noticeable change in the numbers. That's because the age spots are gone. Your skin is tighter. Your eyesight is better. Your joints are better. There's not a lot of old cells left to be removed. So it's going to become less effective. But let's say you take your age from 85 down to 45. Well, age for 20 years, no treatments, and then you do it again and again. Well, eventually, your bone marrow cells will have aged out. And even though you're replacing your old dying cells with bone marrow cells, your bone marrow cells themselves are old and dying. So you will eventually run out. But there are ways of extending and revitalizing your bone marrow cells. So we can encourage you to do that, and I'll cover that on another podcast. Thank you very much for listening. Let's get those old people young again. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme signing out.